Joe Thomas and Jay Avila of Spinner Publications have been telling the story of New Bedford, its people, its history, and surrounding communities for as far back as I can remember. It's an amazing company. They have created two beautiful calendars for 2026, one highlighting the Battle for Independence 250 years ago, and the other is, of course, the second calendar highlighting the lifeblood of the region, commercial fishing. New England fishermen, New England fishing is really what the second calendar is all about. We will talk about the calendars in a few minutes, but it's great to see you both. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Spinner first opened its doors in 1981, and since then has published more than 40 major book titles, plus numerous smaller publications, just about all describing our area, our history, or people who live here, the institutions they created. Joe, I want to say first that Joe is now pretty much retired. He does keep his hand in a little bit. That sounds a little bit like the stuff I'm doing, because I'm retired and I still do this program. Jay is now the publisher, and he is there every day working on these wonderful projects that just, they blow your mind when you look at them, when you look at the finished product. Joe, let's start with you. I mean, first of all, congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you.
It's kind of a semi-retirement, but that's okay.
That's all right.
When did you first realize that there are a great many stories to tell here, and we can do it? We can do it probably better than most.
You know, 1980 really was, I graduated from art school in Boston, and I was doing some freelance work in Boston and around here, and as I was comparing the work I was doing and where I was finding opportunity, I just realized that the stuff around here that's happening, you know, there's the story of fishing. I went out on a fishing trip. I, you know, did different jobs around town. I'd done over the years anyway, cranberry harvesting and that sort of thing, and town history. All of that appealed to me, and stories of people's lives was a big part of our first books. And I teamed up with Donna Hughes, and if you remember Donna, and she really was a great influence on me, and her ideas of oral history and community history is something I learned from her and incorporated really into everything I did. So that was 1980, Jim. That goes all the way back to that period.
Okay. And since then, the books have just kept on coming. Jay, are you surprised by the number of books that have been turned out about Greater New Bedford? I mean, it's an incredible number.
I think we can do more. I mean, just the stories that we have, the photographs. I mean, there's a lot of stories to tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My favorite, a personal favorite, I'll tell you, has been the history of the city of New Bedford. That was a three book series, wasn't it?
Supposed to be.
Yeah.
Supposed to be.
Yeah.
So, how many has been published so far? Two.
Well, we've done two, and actually, Joe had done one back in the early '80s.
Okay.
And you know, we ended up. We were asked to redo that book, and then we decided, you know what, we're going to just do a whole new series. And, you know, because we've acquired a lot more photos. Now that we have access to a lot more of this history, especially online now, we didn't have access to this, or it wasn't searchable the way it is today.
So is the third one coming?
It's in the works. So okay. It's...
Yeah. All right, that's good.
That's
really good. You know, for those of us who, we grew up here, were born here, grew up here, but then left for whatever reason, whether it's the service or a job or whatever, to come back and have that book as a kind of a reference point, it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Well, thank
wonderful
you.
History of the city of New Bedford. What's most amazing, I think, is, again, the books are amazing, but what's inside the books is really incredible, and that's the photos that you place in those books. So most people must say, where does the photos come from? How do these two gentlemen get a hold of these photos. Some are historic in nature. How do the photos come about?
Well, you know, we started with most of the early stuff came from people's collections. When we were doing stories in Volume 1 of Spinner and Volume 2, we depended a lot on collections of people, the historic collections, but also the library and the Standard Times, and we dipped into these institutions to help us, and they were all incredibly generous, and it was a point of discovery for us. The more we discovered and learned, the more we realized that there was a lot out there. And then we got a great boost in
96, around there.
I tell the story. Sometimes we got a phone call from the Standard Times when Reggie Sheffield was a reporter there. I knew everybody there anyway, but he called and he says, "Joe, you better get down here. They're throwing everything out." And he says, "Neil, our managing editor, is cleaning there," because they were moving to a new place down the bottom of Elm Street. And so I said, "I'll be right there." So we did. Jay and I went down there, and sure enough, they were putting out a 88-gallon drum to the curb, and upstairs they had another one, and they were just throwing everything, you know, not everything, they were culling through the collections. And so I asked the publisher, Kennedy, "Could we take that? Can we have it? Yeah. If you're going to throw it out, you know?" And they said, "Yeah, sure, take it." And so he actually even typed us up a little letter giving us ceding, you know, the rights to it, saying that they were throwing them out. And,
yep.
So that was about, you know, 10,000 or so?
About 100,000.
Oh, sorry about that.
100,000,
100,000 photos.
Photos, yeah. And that really
many
kicked off
expertly
the,
taken.
Yeah.
Yes.
By their photographers.
Oh, yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And then a few years later, Milt Sylvia, you know, we'd known Milt and after he retired, and he kept all his negatives, and he kept them all cataloged, and And he came work in the office one day and said, "You know, I brought this stuff here for you. I want to donate it to Spinner." And there was another couple hundred thousand. Yeah. So those are big boosts for us.
Jay, how many photos in the archives now? I mean,
well over 2 million.
Well over 2 million.
Yeah. And we've actively sought collections just from the books and projects we've done. People, you know, see us as a repository, and they want to see their, you know, their family collections saved and, you know, shown to the public. So, and we've acquired, you know, some major collections with the custodians right now for the Standard Times, the Taunton Gazette, and the Brockton Enterprise collections. And, you know, we've also acquired years ago a huge collection from the Far River Herald. So, you know, just not the New Bedford region, but, you know, that 2 million encompasses the, you know, the greater New Bedford, you know, Bristol County area.
You're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. My guests are Joe Thomas and Jay Avila of Spinner Publications in New Bedford. Joe is semi-retired. Jay is taking over the reins. Of course, Jay's been there for 30 years, so it's not like he's a newbie.
No.
For sure. Okay. I want to talk about the calendars because they've been very impressive. One of the historic calendars you've created for 2026 is titled Southeastern New England Independence 250. And it contains some wonderful pictures. I'm going to call them some reproductions of paintings, I guess, or something, not obviously pictures, but they're reproductions.
Some are pictures,
I guess. How did you get those photos?
Well, the pictures of landmarks, mostly of places that were around in 1776, and obviously not pictures from 1776.
Yeah.
But the story is all about the Revolutionary War. If you look at it as the calendar, as a, you know, it's a story.
Yeah.
And all the places that are of interest to us and our audience, we try to include in there, and you know, highlighting these, but not like Fort Phoenix, for example.
Yeah.
There's a remnant from the Revolutionary War period.
Sure.
So we have an old photo there with a story in the first naval battle of the Revolution.
Battle of Fall River.
And Fall River has the Battle of
Head
Fall
of the River,
River
here in New Bedford.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to do with this calendar was make it so the locations that things you can still go and see today. It's not a Walmart now. Right. These are still there's monuments there. There's something you can actually go and see. Yeah.
It's
Thank
impressive.
Goodness, not a Walmart.
Yeah.
Well. These calendars, equally impressive is the 2026 calendar, the New England Fishermen, celebrating 400 years of fishing off the New England coast. Mm-hmm. Some remarkable photos there as well, Jay.
Oh, there's plenty in there. Yeah. That one really it gets a little tougher and tougher every year because there's only so many pictures you can show of fishing. So it becomes a little bit of a challenge, but somehow we pull it off every year. There's still collections out there that are hiding in people's closets and they somehow make their way to us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These calendars are 12 by 20. They sell for $16 a piece. How can people get them?
Okay, they can call up the office. We do have these at locations around town, some stores. The Wheeler Museum carries them, the Euro Phoenix. The bulk of these, we do these calendars, for retail, but the majority that we sell, and that's why we have a larger range in terms of towns and cities. We, include Connecticut and Rhode Island. Because we do these for retail for other customers that give them out to their customers, So we have businesses, fishing companies that will hand them out or sell them to their people.
Yeah, we customize
them with their
the
logos on it,
with the company's logo.
Yeah,
and so that they can give them out as their calendar.
It's a wonderful gift.
Yeah,
wonderful little holiday gift for sure. So folks can.
Call
the office.
Call the office.
Yeah, we'll direct them.
They can order online.
Yeah. Call the office for more information.
Actually, our website, Jim, we have all the pictures and the contents of the calendar.
I know.
Okay.
I did check it out. And I think you can purchase
an
order form there.
Once they become available, you can order directly through the website.
All right. When do you think they'll be available?
We should have these probably the middle of November. They should be available.
Okay. All right. Very good. Again, 12 by 20 in size, $16 a piece, and you can call the office or visit their website to get the calendars, to order the calendars, and they should be ready by mid-November or so. Okay. I always ask people like yourselves who have one eye working and the other eye on the drawing board, looking for new ideas, can you share with us what might be on the drawing board at Spinner? Maybe a manuscript or an idea that's caught your eye?
Well, we have a book coming out in November, actually, called Shipwreck. And we're working with the Horseneck Point Life-Saving Station.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good-sized book there, a lot of photographs, The station itself didn't have a huge history, so we incorporated a lot of other stories from the region, but it's really a promotion for their museum.
Okay.
The
Life-Saving Museum. Which is now, I think, owned and operated by the Buzzards Bay Coalition.
So you do, you really do publish other authors.
Yes.
They submit things to you and you say yes or no. And this looks like right up your alley, frankly, this Shipwreck thing.
Yeah, and they came into the office, basically, Gay Gillespie came in and...
Chip McGrath,
and it was something that her late husband had started doing, restoring the life-saving station in Westport, and this was something she did in his honor. And, it was... and Chip McGrath had wrote it for her, did the research, and... we looked at it and said, this is a great little piece, great idea. And, it's relatively inexpensive, small book. And so we're going to try to get more into that type of a thing. We want to encourage these singular topics, historical topics. That now with digital printing, we've found a way to do things a little less expensive. We don't have to do these big offset press runs. We can do the digital printing and just do a couple hundred.
Sure. All right. This book, when it is ready, when do you think the...
We're hoping for a same time around mid-November.
Okay. Be available in the community and also by calling the office.
Correct.
Website, all of that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Before we wrap, I just want to remind our listeners of these calendars. Southeastern New England Independence 250, which is a wonderful gift, I think, to start the new year. With the 250th birthday of our nation. And it is a wonderful calendar with historic photos of Greater New Bedford, other parts of New England too, including Rhode Island and Connecticut and other parts there. And also the 2026 calendar, the New England Fishermen, celebrating 400 years of fishing off the New England coast. They do this every year as a tip of the hat, right, to the fishing industry and what it's meant to us and New England in general, but specifically New Bedford. It's meant a great deal, obviously, over the years. So these two calendars can be purchased. You can call the office. You can visit their website. And you can purchase these calendars for holiday gifts. You can buy them in bulk. They've got you covered, really.
Yeah, they do.
always till Sunday. So, gentlemen, any closing thoughts?
So, a couple of other things, Jim. We have a book on the history of scalloping that we're doing that I think people will be interested in. And also...
We also have the I don't know how to really describe it, but it's a book of all the World War II casualties of the Greater Fall River area we're working on. It's a big book, about 400 pages right now.
I saw that on the website. I said, boy, that's something special there.
Yeah, so it's been a long project, but it's coming to an end. So hopefully it'll be out fairly soon.
All right.
We've got a lot of things.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
My guests have been Joe Thomas and Jay Avila of Spinner Publications in New Bedford. They've published dozens of books on Greater New Bedford history, its people, institutions, and cultures. They also create and publish historic calendars. Now available, Southeastern New England Independence 2026 and New Bedford Fishermen.
New England Fishermen.
New England Fishermen. So thank you both for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. You've been an institution in this town as well. It should be, somebody should really acknowledge all what you've done for this community years.
It's been an exciting ride most of the time.
You've done so much for us.
Well, that's it for Town Square Sunday. Thanks for listening. Thanks also to Mike Roberts and Tim Weisberg for their help in getting this program on the air and in our social media sites. I'm Jim Phillips. Join us again next week for Town Square Sunday. Until then, have a great Sunday and a wonderful week ahead.